The International Olympic Committee has been trying to distance itself from another controversial issue. This weekend, the IOC announced it would not award gold medals to U.S. and British Olympic athletes who claimed they were cheated out of medals because their competitors took performance-enhancing drugs. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, those who support upgrading Olympic medals are still determined to correct the past.
The International Olympic Committee decided that four members of an American women's swimming relay team at the 1976 Summer Olympics and one British female swimmer from the 1980 Summer Games would not have their second-place silver medals upgraded to gold. Recent court trials in Germany revealed the East German swimmers who won the races 20 years ago had taken illegal steroids. But in announcing the decision, IOC Director General Francois Carrard said, quote, "The executive board considers that, unfortunately, there are too many variables involved to attempt to rewrite Olympic history," end quote. Considering that trials in Germany alone could implicate thousands of athletes who took drugs, the IOC feared this would open the floodgates for clean athletes seeking retribution and create a legal and logistical morass.
Quite honestly, I don't care if the IOC thinks it's a bottomless pit.
Wendy Bolio was the co-captain of the 1976 U.S. Women's Olympic swimming team. She won a gold and bronze medal at the 76 Games. But despite her success, Bolio says she's appalled by the IOC decision not to recognize wrongdoing at all. Not only were medals not upgraded, but the IOC didn't offer any other recognition, such as amending the record books to note that winners of some events took illegal drugs. Such recognition, she says, would not just be a way to right past wrongs, but a way to send an important message today.
I'm a motivational speaker. I speak all over the country. And the group that I speak most frequently to are junior and high school kids. And you can't believe their questions. Hey, so the steroids, like if I use that, there's a really good shot that I'm not going to get caught, right? And you know what I have to say? You know, you're right.
Bolio says even though the U.S. Olympic Committee reportedly has decided not to present other cases to the IOC, she will continue to write letters and even file a formal complaint. In the meantime, the USOC says it will honor what it calls aggrieved athletes with special banquets to recognize what they've done. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Washington.